led the fight to end Obamacare in Colorado. He passed a law to make state government more open and transparent. Mike Kopp believes Colorado is facing a crisis of leadership, and we need a new path for our state and a new leader for our future. So please join me, Bill Armstrong, in supporting Mike Kopp.
Paid for by Make Colorado Great Again and not authorized by or coordinated with any candidate. Chris Marston, registered agent.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And our guest this morning is a very, very special guest. I'm just so glad that we could have him with us. I've known John Quirk for well over 20 years. He certainly spent at least 26 years working in the intelligence agencies. And when I met him some 20 years ago, he was working to, as a private citizen, tracking down money and funds were disappearing throughout the world and trying to return those funds to their legitimate owners. But John, of course, has continued his contact with the intelligence agencies. He's been living in Turkey and that part of the world for the last several months, the last year or more. I called him maybe about a week ago, wanted to see if he was coming back home so we could get us abreast of what's really going on. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you're not getting the truth about what's going on in Syria. You're not getting the truth about what's going on in Turkey, about what's going on in that part of the world. You're not getting the truth about almost anything because the media in America is rigidly controlled by six major corporations that largely pretend to be conservative, pretend to be liberal, but actually can largely control what the American people think, see, and believe, and most of what they think, see, and believe just isn't true. John Quirk, you pick up the story and tell us what's really going on over in the Near East, the Middle East.
Well, thanks, Stan. It's good to be back. I just came back from 6 weeks in Europe and Eastern Europe. And as you know, I specialize in both national security and asset location and recovery. And I spent a lot of time in dealing with three areas, Turkey, China, and Russia over the last 6 weeks. I happened to meet the senior people in the prosecutor's office in China, and the Chinese, the Turks, and the Russians are all moving billions and trillions of dollars out of their country. First of all, the Russians, as we know, are moving the Russian businessman, the Russian individual, because of what Putin has done in the Crimea. They're very worried about the other shoe dropping, and they're moving millions and millions of dollars out of Russia, and the ruble is in almost near collapse. The Russian economy could go into a recession overnight, and the United States' threat of economic sanctions is accelerating that. In Turkey, it's a different situation. Billions are moving out of the country. At one time, billions were coming in mainly from Islamic countries, but billions are moving out because of the corruption. In China, this is the biggest problem. The Chinese are basically Chinese military, businessmen, and corporations and government officials are basically looting the country. They're moving money into the United States. Chinese are coming in and buying real estate. The largest segments of Chinese that are stealing money are moving to San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Seattle and Miami. And these three countries that I mentioned, Turkey, Russia, and China, are indications that the political structure the national security structure, and of course the economic structure, they're all worried that the other shoe is going to drop. Now, for a long time, people are talking about the collapse of the dollar. What's probably going to happen is the collapse of the International Monetary Fund. A lot of the people in the United States are behind this, not so much the Federal Reserve, but the United States power, a lot of the people that are trying to take advantage of the One World movement are moving into this. And let me give you some examples. Right now, the euro is pegged at about $1.36, but when you try to cash it in, it's about $1.46. The banks in Europe are illiquid. They have no money. They don't even have money to give to existing corporations in France, like Peugeot and Citroën, money for spare parts to build their cars. As a result, French car manufacturers are moving to Germany, Tunisia, and Morocco, okay? Socialism is taking such a tremendous bite out of France, and I've had a house there for over 26 years, and it's eating the existing tax structure alive. The second fact of what's happening in Europe is the whole energy crisis, where Putin is threatening to hold back energy with the Germans, with the French, with Eastern Europe. They're squeezing the Ukrainians and so on. That's causing a lot of angst. And then the fact that the British have not gone off the sterling and joined the EU, which they haven't done in the last 20 years, could put the coup de grace to the European Union. I was in Germany. I have very good friends in the German financial police. And they've admitted that the Germans are already starting to print Deutschmarks. Berlusconi, who's out of power in Italy, is still very effective politically. He's calling for the printing of money by the European Union, like the United States prints money, else the EU will probably collapse. And I think what you're going to see is that the United States at this stage is going to be okay. We may be the last one to collapse, but it's going to start with Europe, it's going to spread to Russia, it's going to spread to Turkey and parts of the Middle East, and then there's going to be a tremendous crisis in China. The corruption in China is so bad that the looting of the country is just, it's incredible. I'll give you some examples. About 50% of the businesses in China are run by the Chinese military. They control apparel, parts, making motorcycles, bicycles, whatever it is. They're Chinese military officers that run these companies. They are on a spending boom in Singapore and in the United States, basically stealing money out of their companies. There's a local, in a small village in China recently, a very small village, one bank officer stole $20 million equivalent dollars and fled to the United States. So it's a very, very economic, there's an economic crisis going on.
Well, hold that thought, John. Hold the thought that most Americans really think that we have a stable monetary system. There's nothing behind it. We don't get back the gold and the silver, the whole thing comes down. It's coming down anyway. We'll be back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I guess this morning, certainly John Burke and John certainly has close ties to what's going on financially, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, in contact with financial leaders in China and elsewhere where the corruption is rampant. The government keeps telling us everything's fine. We don't have any inflation, maybe 1 or 2%. Well, of course, if you consider the price of food, which is skyrocketing, the price of housing, which is skyrocketing, everything's just fine. And, of course, they're lying to us. The Federal Reserve, a privately owned central bank, is trying to maintain this by creating more and more and more money. When Obama came to the White House, we had less than $800 billion in Federal Reserve and money, monetary assets. Now there's well over $4 trillion. It's being kept under wraps because if it ever goes into the market, we would have rampant inflation. The only thing that, in my estimation, is keeping the thing from falling apart is the fact that the velocity of money has been slowed dramatically. John, pick up this story because you're on the front lines of this battle.
Well, basically, there's been a lot of misinformation, and part of that information is that the European economy is picking up. That's basically misinformation, and the people that are involved in this don't realize that there is no capital in Europe. There is no money. Money is not flowing around. There is no money. The banks will not issue letters of credit, except in Germany. The banks will not give you money for a car loan. It is impossible to buy a house in France and Italy, Spain and Portugal. And it's extremely difficult to buy a house, which are just super expensive in places like England. And it's basically, that to me projects a currency collapse. The other thing that's happening, trade is slowing down. The Chinese trade is slowing down. And then there's a lot of small things that are happening in various countries that you may not pay attention to. But for instance, in Venezuela, they are hoarding food. They're issuing rationing cards. Marxism has impacted the place. The Venezuelans, nobody wants to take bolivars. The same thing is happening to Iran. The same thing is on the cusp of happening to Middle Eastern countries. And basically, in 2008, the global financial crisis can be characterized probably as having a heart attack. What's happening now is we're on the verge of a stroke, okay, an international monetary stroke. The United States will probably be the last one affected, but I'll give you some more examples about Europe. In Europe, NATO, which is 29 countries put together, okay, the United States had to send $7 billion over to prop up NATO. I don't know where we got the money, but Obama is committing billions to Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, billions more to the Ukraine. And the problem is, all of the NATO countries, except Germany, are basically broke. They do not have money to put money into military systems. And they're saying to the United States, if you don't give us money, we will not be able to have tanks from Holland, ships from France, cybersecurity from Germany, and so on and so forth. So Europe is in very desperate shape, and Putin understands this. So Obama's solution is to keep printing money and give them a little money to prop them up, but it's not going to work. I think that NATO's in jeopardy, and the European Union is in jeopardy, and it's not just me saying this. It's saying that the euro probably will collapse, and if it does, people will go back to their currencies, the French franc, the German mark, the Italian lira, and so on, and there'll be a 30 to 40% decline in the value of property and bank accounts, okay? Now, the other thing that has happened that the United States is involved with, the United States, which is the largest controller of the world's money, and the dollar is the fallback currency that everybody relies on except the Chinese, okay, because we owe them so much money. What's happening is Obama, more than any other president, has done certain things to control the banking situation in the world. He is squeezing through legislation and treaty all the banking havens. Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Guernsey, Cyprus, Isle of Man, Germany, Monte Carlo, Austria, so on and so forth. The Cook Islands, the Bermuda, the Caribbean, everywhere people wants to hide money. The United States is squeezing through laws and treaties. The United States does not want tax money flowing to those. And the United States is doing a very good job in shutting that off.
What is the purpose behind it? I said, what's going to happen to that money? They're going to bring it back to the United States. Legally, people can have it there as long as they declare it. I think probably the vast majority of the people are declaring their foreign accounts, but they're being forced to take their money out of Liechtenstein, out of Switzerland, and out of other countries. And what are they doing with the money?
It's a good question, and this is the area that I work in. First of all, the United States is passing more legislation to make it difficult for Americans to put money in Switzerland. Now, previous, it was legal to have an offshore asset protection trust. Now the United States is pushing for corporations, like 12 other countries have done, to make it a felony to set up an offshore account. What they want is more people to have money and put it in secret bank accounts in Nevada, Delaware, and Wyoming, which are almost like mini Switzerlands now. Not as extreme. You still have to declare it to the IRS. But people traditionally have put money overseas in Guernsey and Liechtenstein to avoid paying taxes. The United States, as the controller, the comptroller of the world's currencies, is shutting that off. But where we're shooting ourselves in the foot is that we're cutting money off to European corporations, to European individuals, and to people that are engaged in trade, people engage in European mortgages, European derivatives, European hedge funds. It's an effort by the United States, because we have made tremendous mistakes, to control and bring back and keep money in this country. It's a very bad decision because it's almost undemocratic. It's financially undemocratic. I think people like Volcker and Greenspan and Friedman, who passed away, who is a leading economist, would flip if they knew the kind of policies that we're doing. And what it is, it's probably going to be the catalyst for another major recession. Europe is already sliding. They've never come out of their recession, so to speak, but they're going to slide into a bigger recession. Also, there's other outside actors doing it. Look, there's two great powers in the world now, energy-wise, Russia and America. America is going to be an exporter of energy. So we don't need Venezuelan oil like we did. We don't need Saudi oil. The people that do not, the country that does not have energy, are the Chinese. And the Chinese have just made a deal with Russia, which is a very bad deal for the Russians. I don't know how the Russians are going to spend $50 billion and build a pipeline to China. And China is also having lots of problems with manufacturing. The United States is moving into a containment policy, which is also economic. We are signing new agreements with Vietnam, Taiwan, the Philippines. We are trying to completely wean away any kind of moves by Thailand, Cambodia, Burma, and certainly India, as well as certainly Japan and Korea, for any kind of cooperation with the Chinese. So what's happening at this stage, the United States is the strongest economic power, and we're trying to institute our own measures that we see to control basically what you're going to see as the control of the world's economy. Now what the negative side of it is, we are so in debt. We are trillions in debt to the Chinese, and it's getting worse, especially as Obama and this administration continues to spend money. Nobody in the media seems to even bring up the fact that we're continuing to spend trillions of dollars in Iraq, Afghanistan. Those wars are not over, no matter what Obama says. We're putting more money to fight the Russians in terms of giving money to the Ukraine and Eastern Europe. We're writing checks left and right. And now we're pulling out the checkbook for doing things in the Philippines. We're going back to Subic Bay. We're building up Indonesia. We're trying to make better friends with the Malaysians and so on and so forth as a foil to the Chinese. And what it basically says is there's a new alignment, okay? There's a new economic alignment. And while it seems internationally the United States is going to try to control the world, what's happening in our own country is a decline of the middle class. The middle class, I mean, this is the first president that doesn't say anything about high gasoline prices. In Florida now, we pay $3.80 for a gallon of gasoline. I have friends of mine that say, you know what, I can't go to Miami from West Palm Beach anymore, or maybe I have to go 2 days a week because gasoline is so expensive. So that's just an example of how the middle class is getting squeezed. And I think what you're going to eventually see is more conflict over resources, okay? And this is what Putin believes. Putin believes that while he can, he sees a weak president, he's got to try to grab more than the Crimea. He's going to continue to use subversion in Eastern Europe. He's going to use subversion in the Ukraine. And there is going to be an institutionalized adversarial relationship between America and Russia. Now, the bottom line with that is that Wall Street likes that, because if you look at 2 months ago, the stock of Boeing, L'Oreal, Lockheed, Grumman, and a lot of the military, General Atomic in San Diego that makes the Predator drone, their stocks have all gone up. They've shot through the sky. They've shot through the sky. They've just gone up unbelievably. So a lot of this is basically what I would call an economic conspiracy, and the United States is really the catalyst for it.
But don't you really believe that they are manipulating the stock market? Don't you believe that they are manipulating the price of gold and silver? I mean, gold and silver have been dropping here this last few weeks. Gold, like yesterday, down to 1240, something like that. Obviously, there's no financial basis for this. The whole world monetary system is on the verge of collapse, and the price of gold is falling. That just doesn't make any logical sense.
Well, on the gold issue, this is what's happened. You know, in the world we live in today with the Internet, investigative journalism and that, the fact is that many of the countries that are backed by gold, do not have, including the United States, do not have the gold reserves that they used to have. Russia doesn't have it. Germany doesn't have it. France doesn't have it. Brazil doesn't have it. The United States still has a lot of gold, but not what they had before. The bottom line here is that because of the economic crisis in 2008, there, and you can listen to 20 different people about their theories. The bottom line is there's no money circulating, okay? If you go into a French bank, and first of all, they will not accept Americans having bank accounts in France anymore. Okay, that's a fact. I mean, I've lived in France. I have bank accounts. But if you're coming into France now, they will not accept an American bank account because they're worried about all of our regulations and draconian money laundering laws. But the fact is, the banks are illiquid in Europe, except for Germany. They have no money to lend. You cannot get credit. So
hold that thought, John. We're going to be back here after this break. If anybody in the audience has a question, our number is posted. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies reminds us over 4.5 million Americans are diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease each year. An early diagnosis of Alzheimer's gives your family a chance for maximum benefit from all the available treatments. Awareness of the warning signs and advice from doctors is critical in detecting Alzheimer's during the early stages. For listing to the 10 most common warning signs and resources, visit ALZ.org. This is from Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies. For more information, call 484-7981.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, John Quirk. And John certainly is giving you the overview of what's really going on in the world. America certainly is trying to dominate the financial situation, force people, Americans, to bring their money or get their money out of foreign banks, bring it home. But the problem is there isn't enough money. If they were to release all the money that's in the world, there'd be runaway and rampant inflation. The world monetary system is on the verge of collapse. Would that be a fair statement, John?
Yes, and what it is, right now the United States is okay. You see, we're a superpower militarily. We can use our aircraft carriers to police the world shipping. The European Union, they have a completely different system. Their European Central Bank has a different approach than our Federal Reserve, okay? But Europe, in pursuing their strong currency, which is going down the tubes, comes at a cost of a weak economy. They've got 25%, no matter what anybody says, they've got 25% unemployment in Spain and Greece. Our unemployment's turning around, okay? The other thing is, but here's where the other shoe is going to drop. While it looks like the United States is not going to, it could lead to the gradual decline of the dollar as the global reserve currency. The right now, the United States is not in jeopardy of that, okay? Because the dollar isn't really going anywhere. We are a superpower with the dollar. But here's the negative, okay? The future war is going to be a financial war, and this is what China could do to us, okay? Even though China, they've got like over $1 trillion in debt, and I think $2 to $3 trillion, I could be wrong, in cash. China might be very happy if we don't behave right in the political and military area with cybersecurity and that. They could take a loss on all their dollars if it could make the dollar go down the tube as the leading reserve currency. That's the key. And that's where I think Obama is making Obama and the Federal Reserve and the people in his administration are making a big mistake. You see, if China and Russia come along and they control all of the investments, the credits, the hedge funds, and they start dumping dollars in U.S. bonds, they could damage us very, very much in terms of a financial and cause a financial crisis in the United States. Now, right now, that doesn't seem to be on the horizon, but we have two issues out. One is the vindictiveness and almost the statesmanship of Putin. He resents the United States. He hates us. He's jealous of the end of the Cold War. He thinks he's got energy, and he wants to get all of those republics back. And if you start see him move closer to North Korea, Venezuela, China, and some of the bad actors, that could be an indicator of just what I said, that they're going to try to hurt us financially. Now, in order to do that, he can't do it alone. He's going to need the Chinese. And this is where I really disagree with Obama's national security policy. Obama is going into the Pacific area because we're getting driven out of the Middle East. I think you agree to that. We can't defeat Islam. We can't defeat religious Islam that takes over governments. And what we're doing, we're starting a containment policy against the Chinese. It's a big mistake, okay? We don't want to drive the Chinese closer to Russia. We don't want the Chinese being at odds with Japan, which they're starting to be. We don't want to side with the Philippines, Taiwan, against the Chinese trying to get more energy, say, in the Spratly Islands. And we're doing all of those things. We are going out of our way to get the Chinese angry. And that's not the way to do it. And I'll tell you why. I'm not an apologist for China, but China made a decision some years ago not to build a Blue Water Navy. Okay, which is good. It says that they want to trade with the United States. They've already have a big input in controlling the shipping lanes. They don't need a naval force like the United States has. I mean, the United States is even planning down in San Diego to build an aircraft carrier just of drones. So, but what we're doing is we're pushing the Chinese through our containment policy. And that's about a multi-level containment policy. We're pushing the Chinese on human rights. We're pushing the Chinese. And what the Chinese are, may do. It's not completely a done deal. They may ally more with the Russians. They've signed a big agreement with the Russians. They're starting to buy more military equipment from the Russians, kind of to foil, to poke us in the eye. And they're engaging in massive cyber attacks against the United States, which we probably can control. But if we become, and we are very aggressive people, if we become too aggressive, China and Russia will unite. Now, that doesn't mean there's going to be a nuclear war. They will try to damage us economically. Stan?
Yeah. Go right ahead, John.
Yeah. So I think what you're going to see in the next 2 years, you don't want to rule out that Russia and China, as holders of large quantities of dollars, by the way, they don't want to dump the money yet. But if they start dumping the money, okay, things to do with, all these countries are interrelated, things to do with Syria, which we've backed off on, things to do with the Iranian economy, which Iran now wants more help from Russia, and so on and so forth. The key here with all of this stuff we're talking about is that if the United States, if the dollar will eventually lose its status as the world's leading reserve currency, then the United States economy could go into recession and possibly depression. Now, the Federal Reserve, especially the new gal there, this Janet Yellen, is doing everything to avoid that. She's trying to fight unemployment. She's trying to fight deflation. The Federal Reserve, and this is very positive, is giving, the whole country a greater opportunity to have cheaper imports, to reduce unemployment, to pump up our tremendous reserves of energy. And this will increase the power of the United States unless Russia, China, and a few other bad actors can get together. Now the good thing about the United States is our capitalism and our expansion of democracy, if you will, because if you look at the world's countries that ally with Russia, they're basically Marxist countries, okay? Venezuela is a Marxist country now. Cuba is a Marxist country. North Korea is a Marxist country. They're all bad actors. Their economies are falling apart. They're literally imploding, okay? So Russia has to make a decision. Are they going to keep putting money into these countries and building bases and continuing to build more military? Or are they going to come back into the world of diplomacy and try to get along with the United States? I think that decision, hold the thought, John.
We'll be back in a moment here for the last segment. Hey, John, we're in real trouble.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there.
I picture in my mind. Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
I should meet John Quirk. And John, how can, is there any way people can get to your website, can get your information so they can rely? And
yeah, my email is irgglobal@aol.com, and I can send you a couple of our websites. One thing I wanted to add here is that some of the recent meetings that have happened in Davos and by the Renaissance Group and some of Clinton's groups and that, including a resurgence of the Trilateral Commission, they're back on the block, believe it or not, and some of these organizations, they see that if the United States loses its status in the reserve currency, and right now we are actually winning the financial warfare game. I mean, we're pretty good. We've really hurt the Venezuelan economy by shutting off the acceptance of bolivars worldwide. We've shut off the Iranian economy and caused the currency collapse and hyperinflation there because we blocked their access to international payments. We're pretty good at financial intelligence and financial warfare. But if we do lose the status of the world's leading reserve currency, we will decline as a superpower. And in order to do that, in order to avoid that, and we're not doing this, Obama talks about it, but he can't get it done partly because of the obstruction in Congress, and nobody believes in the guy anymore. But part of the problem, what we should do to avoid this, if we do lose the status as a reserve currency, we should be building up our infrastructure now, our roads, our bridges. We should be throwing more money into science and technology so we develop another Microsoft or another Internet Score or Apple computer. And we have to do something about technology and with government help and our education system, which is falling apart. Our infrastructure, even though we're rich today, our infrastructure is falling way behind. Europeans have better fiber optics than we do. Europeans have better roads and bridges, airports and ports than we do. Americans don't want to hear it, but it's true, okay? China is coming on. China has now accepted a multi-trillion-dollar plan to get rid of all their pollution problems in their rivers, land, and so on. They've finally come around to that. So all of these other, most of these other countries, except for the Mideast, are building their infrastructures. Our infrastructures are going down. Our bridges are falling apart. We can't get them fixed. Obama's tried. He approved billions and billions of dollars. Only 3% of the money has gone into that. Everybody would agree our schools are falling apart. This is why homeschooling is becoming so popular. And plus, we have violence in our schools, and we have people with guns going into our schools. And so I think we have a lot to do in our own country if we're going to maintain our superpower status. One of the things about national security is also taking care of our own people in this country. The other negative thing that's happening in the United States, you know, you may say we have Russia as an adversary, China as an adversary, certainly radical jihadist Islam as an adversary, but we have many grassroots organizations in the United States that are fed up with our government. They're fed up with our democracy. They're fed up with, the Congress. They're fed up with Obama. They're fed up with the decision making, and that's very negative for the United States. I think in the future we're going to have a lot of domestic terrorism. We're going to have people, you know, that are just fed up with the kind of controls they perceive that the IRS or the government is doing on them. And the United States is going to have to probably spend billions of dollars in terms of counterintelligence against some of our own people that believe our Constitution has gone down the tubes.
I think our Constitution has gone down the tube, and certainly Russia and China and Brazil and India, South Africa, the so-called BRIC nations, seem to be combining together financially to counter America. I did think we do have a caller. Do we have a caller as a question for our guest?
Yes, I wanted to say that we know that TrevorLoudon.com has proven that Obama is 100% finely tuned Marxist, you know, because he was mentored by Frank Marshall Davis, and that there is something called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is China, Russia, Iran, it's Stan countries, and they are committed to defeating the United States and Israel militarily.
Let's just get John's response. How would you respond to what our...
Let me tell you something. The first 4 years that I've done this show, I never criticized Obama. Okay, I do not believe... I don't care about the birther movement or he's a Muslim or he's born in Kenya. Let me tell you what I do believe. I believe he's incompetent, and I believe he's a Marxist. I would agree with you. And I believe that the schooling that he has had, and you're absolutely right about Marshall, and there's a lot of mysterious things about Obama, how he got the house in the south side of Chicago, moving from Elgin Gardens, which was basically a slum, the fact that he only worked 2 or 3 days a week as a community organizer, the fact that he was a part-time professor, not a full-time professor. They've created this guy, and whoever created him, probably people, you know, above Soros and above the typical leftist media in this country, who never, ever criticizes the guy in anything. Today I turned on CNN, and they show Obama lifting weights and not explaining about the 5 terrorists that he let go to Qatar. So I think he really believes in Marxism. He studied Saul Alinsky from Chicago. But also, you see, he comes into contact with American elitism. And part of American elitism, the One World Movement, and you can go crazy with these conspiracy theories, believes in giving up the sovereignty of the United States. And if you look at all of Obama's moves in Obamacare, withdrawing from Syria, trying to make peace with Iran, poking our ally Israel in the eye, abandoning Turkey, okay.
Out of time, John. God bless. Thanks very much.
What can I say?
I think we're in trouble. God bless. Thanks so much. Our guest, John Burke, will be back to wrap the program.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company.
We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the position taken by John this morning. John certainly is an international traveler in contact with things going on all throughout the world. And I think you've heard an excellent overview of what's going on. But I really believe that we are on the verge of a financial collapse. I do believe that there are going to be terrible consequences in America. I think Steve Forbes' new book, saying that if we do not get back to a gold-backed currency, why we're going to certainly go into a terrible depression, I believe is absolutely true. There's no instance in all history where a nation has turned its back on gold and gone into an inflationary cycle such as we have, where that nation has survived. Make your preparations accordingly. Well, this is the time when I really need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent on those of you who listen to our program, who believe that we have an important message, and believe that we are in this not for any personal aggrandizement, but in an effort to try to help as many people as we can to begin making preparations for the coming financial, moral, and economic collapse of our nation. And basically, you're going to have people that you can depend on if you're in the major cities. Make arrangements to get out of the major cities. I will tell you that knowledgeable people in Washington, D.C. are doing that. They have a place to get to. You need an alternative. And I don't know how you're going to manage it. I can't tell you what to do. But begin to try to find a few families that you can trust, that you can work with, and certainly lay in your supplies of food and water, the things that you would need to protect yourself and your family. Now, I do not know what's going to happen if God is going to bring his full judgment on America, but I do believe that God is withdrawing his support from this country. I do believe we're involved in a spiritual battle, and I believe, of course, that America, as we have known it, is going to cease to exist. Because there's no instance in all history where a nation has turned against God, and God has not turned against that nation. And America has turned against God. It should be so obvious. So we're involved in this spiritual battle being played on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. And we can't explain it all simply with economic. So basically, if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and help us financially, we could certainly use your help to maintain our network of stations across America. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week. We do not get compensated for it. We do this because we're hoping that at least a small contingent of the people who listen to us will begin making preparations. And I hope that most of those are Christians and that they will at least be able to make some provisions for survival for themselves and their families. But we can't maintain our network of stations without your help. And so if you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or donate to us or buy our products or our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can certainly read our newsletters, where you can listen to our radio programs, and of course they're certainly live 4 hours a day, delayed to 24 hours a day.